Good morning, everyone. Three questions on the Parsha for this week. Dr. Daniel already mentioned that this week is unique. We have, a normal Shabbos going into Tisha B'Av, which is a far from normal day. But the Chozot were obligated to eat three meals on Shabbos, so three questions for your three meals. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu opens his mouth at the beginning of Parshat Devarim and closes it. Maybe. Before the last 12 psukim of the Torah at the end of the Zot HaBracha. And it's a very long speech, and it was very interesting that after all the various introductions, he starts out with the following issue. That they were in the desert, and the people said, we need you for this, we need you for that, and there are too many people that need one person. So he divided the various authority that he had into different people. What do we call that today in fancy English? Delegation of authority. As you recall, that was the idea that Yitro gave him, and ultimately that's the idea that he went with. Here's the question. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu begin his entire speech, his final words before he's going to die, with this rather minute, unimportant issue? That he couldn't do it alone and he took helpers. Imagine, a person is giving the last speech of his life and the first thing on the agenda is, you know, it was a very hard job, I couldn't go about it alone, and therefore I had many, many helpers to come along and help me. What do we learn from that? That's Moshe's first item on the agenda. Why would that be the most important thing to start the speech with? First impressions count, and somehow Moshe Rabbeinu says, this impression is the one I want to leave you with. Question number one regarding the Parsha. Question number two of Parsha Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's description of one of the five things we mourn, M-O-U-R-N, on Tisha B'Av. One of the five things is that night of Tisha B'Av, the Jewish people sinned. In which sin? Which sin? No, there are many sins in the desert. Which one? Pardon? Didn't hear you, Bruce. Louder. It's the Meraglim. The Jewish people sinned with the sin of the Meraglim. And the sin of the Meraglim was a very, very terrible sin. And that's one of the things that we mourn for on Tisha B'Av. But there's discrepancies between what it says in Parshat Shlach, which is the actual sin, and Moshe Rabbeinu's description 38 years later. And the question is, why does he change what he does? And he basically says, it's all because of you. You people made me sin. You people, you people, you people. Where in Parshat Shlach, quite frankly, Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, God told me to send you. So why is it that in Parshat Devarim, 38 years later, he says it's all because of you? It's very nice to blame people, but Moshe Rabbeinu is not a person on the street. So why is it that he changes it? And finally, question number three. On this week's Parsha, question number three, I believe, goes to the very core of who we are. And that is, how come certain nations in the desert got treatment that I would call preferred treatment? We didn't go into their lands. We didn't capture them. As a matter of fact, we went around them, taking more time. And others, we killed, we destroyed, we got rid of. So Edom gets preferred treatment versus Moab that does not. The question is, and Moab does as well, in a way, excuse me, Ammon doesn't. Why is that certain nations get certain good treatment and others don't? So those are the three questions on the Parsha, just to reiterate. Number one, why does Moshe Rabbeinu start his speech with, it's too much for me? Number two, how come Moshe Rabbeinu changes what happened in Parshat Shlach, saying, it's not God that told me to send you, but it's you guys that made me sin. And finally, how come certain nations get preferred treatment and other nations do not? So those are the three questions this week on the Parsha.